The city council decided today to advertise for bids in the paving districts in which owners of less than 50% of the property registered protest. Under this decision, four large districts would be paved. A 24-year-old plumber is in the hospital with a bullet wound, and there is strong circumstantial evidence that he received the wound during an attempt to burglarize the home of Ralph Denio on Sumner Street. Two brothers and their nephew are being held in the county jail, charged with the theft and slaughter of one steer belonging to Spear Brothers Company and theft of another steer belonging to the Spear Fattis Cattle Company. For more lookbacks and to see the front page of today's Sheridan Enterprise, visit SheridanWyoming.com. For Sheridan Media, I'm Pat Blair with a look at Sheridan County on February 23rd. 1920.